Folks, I saw an interesting video from a Pakistani mullah who said that we will celebrate the night of curse on the 27th of Ramadan. The 27th of Ramadan is generally believed to be Laylatul Qadr, where Allah sends millions of angels who are generally on vacation all 11 months. And then he sent the blessing and all that. The mullah said that we have to celebrate this night as a night of curse and curse the Sindh government to what it has done to Karachi, the largest city in Pakistan. Well, there is no doubt about that the People's Party has neglected Karachi forever. And they will keep neglecting it because the Karachi is the reason which killed Bhutto. The main movement of this IGI, Islami Jamhuri Ittehad, started from Karachi and then spread to other cities, and that enabled Ziaul Haq to topple Bhutto and ultimately hang him. And the nation were unaware that what the extent of tragedy struck to the country, and every hope of Pakistan was ended in a true sense from that time on, because the Ziaul Haq was an Arab slave. He sold Pakistan for free to Arab Thuggery, and he even did nothing against the oil blackmail of Saudis and other OPEC countries. If the Pakistan and the other Muslim countries has risen against it, this thing could have not been happened to such an extent that every third country economy got destroyed. Even Pakistan, whose oil bill was about 100 million, shoot up to $2 billion. And the Saudis played smart. They gave a couple of very low quality oil well dedicated to Pakistan and give them some credit, and that way the Ziaul Haq was fooled and he kept supporting these thugs. That was a tragedy, and the result today is that we have our illegally elected prime minister, but is still the prime minister of the country, sworn in by the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and he was treated like dirt, like a dog. I mean, if you remember, in 1960, the Saudis, they gave a state reception to Ayub Khan, because at that time they were beggars and they were needing money, and the Pakistanis were definitely helping them a lot back then. As a matter of fact, the Muslims of India have helped them survive for hundreds of years. Even some Nawabs and other people, they used to send monthly stipend to the Saudi king so he can at least feed himself or do not exploit the people that much. But it was a very common knowledge to the politicians. The Saudi system back then was an absolute barbarism, and the king has no mercy on the people. There was an article in Dawn many years ago where they were telling about a meeting of finance minister in Qaid-e-Azam's cabinet, and the finance minister was probably suggesting something which was not legal, or maybe too many taxes, because the military gang, they started this Kashmir war, and then they wanted to get millions and billions for themselves to fight that war, which was not necessary. Anyway, so what really happened, that the early Pakistan government made terrible mistake, and then later on that mistake became so big that we sold the country to Arab Thuggery, and today every Pakistani is being treated as dirt and dog in Middle East. Whereas the same Pakistani, they are still giving equal respect, equal rights in civilized world. That is why most of the Pakistani, they want to leave the country and go to the civilized world, where they can have rights, where they are respected, and where they are not exploited, and when there is, and where there is no shit of religion which controls their life. They can do whatever they can according to their capability, and they are happy. But the current economic situation, which is I mainly blame on this GHQ thugs controlling the country and running the parallel government, which is over the parallel government. I mean, it is unimaginable that we have a country where the journalists run everything. That is why their families are so bold. They violate the laws, whether it is traffic or other related laws, and they give a damn, because they consider themselves as above the law. I mean, it is really a joke that the country cannot prosecute a journal or any officer while he is in duty. I mean, where have you heard this kind of thuggery, where the officers can do anything? And they have done all kind of illegal activities, including raping women. And the nation is unable to prosecute them or brought justice to the victim. I mean, these bastards have literally taken over and destroyed a reasonable good country, and they should pay for it. Time is not that far when the Pakistan will explode. And these journals will be prosecuted and will shoot, will face the firing squad. That's what they deserve. The crime they have done against the common man is so horrific that they deserve no mercy. We will see for how long the United States will believe on these bastards and double-faced pigs that they are fooling the nation, they are fooling the Western countries, including United States, and they are giving nonsense information to them. Oh, the IS is coming. Oh, that is coming. Bullshit. Nothing is going to happen, at least to America, because the security network they have today, the checking on the visa and other facilities to foreigners they have today were not available before 9/11. But today it is impossible that any such thing happen. But the Pakistani generals, they, whenever they visit to America or talk to any American, they say, oh, these monsters are after you. So work with us and we will save you. We will sell these monsters to you and we will do everything in our power to safeguard your country. Well, the only thing they safeguard is their billions which they have extorted from the country. The America should realize that the Pakistan military, the GHQ, is the biggest exploiter and backstabber. I've said many times, there are facts that they were behind 9/11. And the United States government should look into it seriously. Of course, they did a lot of investigation, but those investigations might be not the correct one, or they have concluded something wrong over there. I mean, they absolved the Saudi government from this attack, while 15 out of 19 were Saudis. And everybody knows that Osama bin Laden was sent to Afghanistan by Saudis. They didn't want him or any trouble. They say, go take over Afghanistan. And there are news items or reports that Saudi intelligence minister used to visit South Afghanistan and have party with him and go for hunting. I don't understand why the US government is not looking into that serious, that the main reason 9/11 happened is because of Saudi ideology of radical Islam. And they still are busy in supporting it, and the government is not doing anything. These radicals, they can create some problem in Pakistan, in USA, which could have been avoided if we had a good checking on these radicals, checking them in the mosque, the new generation which is under the influence of these radicals, and make sure that they get no chance. Anyway, coming back to Shahbaz Sharif, I was not surprised when he was treated like dog. I mean, he was invited maybe just one iftari, like any other common Saudis, and then he was the picture came that he was laughing, so he might have joked about him, something about himself, about him, that he was laughing about, because the Saudis today, they respect no Pakistani. And this is even when Pakistanis are wasting more than $5 to $6 billion in this shit of Umrah and Hajj and making Saudis richer. And that need to be seen by Pakistanis to realize that enough is enough. It's time to restore some order. It is time to restore at least some democracy. It is time to get rid of this GSQ gang. It is time to establish a system where justice can be served. Right now, in Pakistan, everything is compromised. There is no justice to anybody except the crooks and bastards. And they are having the time of their life. But how long, we have to see. Because the economy is not going to get better even after IMF. Economy is going to dwindle, and economy and the inflation will be at the high side. And the exports are not increasing by any pace, and the imports are also being made limited. It is important that if you want to make progress, you have to have a balance between import and export. In some cases, you may have to import more when it comes to agriculture, when it comes to equipment, but not military equipment. Any military equipment in Pakistan is not workable. And whatever is working, these bastard journals will make sure that they surrender the 500,000 Pakistan army and they run away to America. Because whatever equipment they have, it is all rusted, and since they don't do any investment on real training, there is no expertise left in Pakistan Army, and everything they have is going to stop working within hours. So you can imagine that if there is a war, which of course will be started by GSQ, they are going to lose big time, and this time the United States may not come to their rescue, and the country will be divided into four pieces. That is coming very soon, because when there is an economic collapse, when people cannot eat two times food, cannot feed their kids, they are going to come out and burn everything, and that civil war is not that far. There is enough animosity created against Pashtuns in Pakistan by these Punjabi military. They have demoted more than 2,000 Pashtun officers so that they don't have any control on the army, but that is going to backfire. Because when you demote a particular ethnicity, then you can see what is going to happen in the next few months. And this, and the Pathans will not accept this disgrace. They are going to fight back. And their fighting back will be the start of the end of Pakistan. Because there is no way that they will accept lower salary, lower status for Indian organization, where they are the only one who work hard. The Punjabi, they generally sleep, they drink lassi, and they are unable to do any physical work. Very few of them can do it. And that is not enough for Pakistan military to fight any war more than 3 days. While we know that Indian Army is totally professional and their soldiers have bigger heart than Pakistani soldiers. Not in size, but in courage and in intelligence. And recently, the Defense Minister of India has said very clearly that if there is any hanky-panky from Pakistan side, we will go in Pakistan and beat the hell out of them, like they had done before. Because now India or Indian Army has no fear of Pakistan, because they know Pakistanis are no more soldiers. They are bloodsuckers, they are property dealers, and they are goat hunters. They have no idea what the war is, how it is fought, and I'm sure that it won't be more than 2 weeks before the Pakistan Punjabi military will either run away to their pins, their towns, or will surrender en masse. The world know how to handle Pakistani nuclear assets, and they have no worry about it. As soon as they are ready to finish Pakistan, they will disable the very button which Pakistanis think is going to start a nuclear ignition. Because these equipments are being run by Pashtuns, by Mahajirs, and some Punjabis. And they are all angry with this GSU gang. And I'm sure that they will disable every button or sabotage the control center so nothing can be done, and then any small battalion can come to Pakistan's nuclear place like Kahuta and then take it over. Because the guards over there, they are busy making money. They think we don't care about the country, so no problem if anything come over and take. But if there is an invader army, there is an army coming from outside, they will at least have some respect for Pakistanis. Not like these bastards GSQ, who have no self-respect. As Imran Khan said, these are beghairat. They have lost any sense of humanity. And I really appreciate Imran Khan for the bravery he is showing, that he is not ready to budge to their demands. He is not ready to make any NRO with them or any contract with them. And he is ready to die. He doesn't care about his life. And that is the kind of leader Pakistanis need to get rid of this GSQ king, GSQ bastards, who have destroyed the country from within.